Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's in the band. Coming out live.
Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad right here on GQ Palace, baby. This is your girl, Ray Queen, and tonight with me, I have Storm in the building. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. How are you? Sorry for the music.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Thank you. Yes. I'm good. Made it to yet another Wednesday over the hump day. Dons and Divas, this is a show where you could just sit back, relax, and just join in on the conversation or just listen to the conversation. The number to call in for those of you who are just listening via the link is 319-527-6761. So let's do this, Diva. What's up? How are you? What's been going on?
Oh, my God. I am doing great. I am extra tired, but I'm not complaining, but oh my God, I'm so tired. But life is good.
Workaholic.
I can't complain. I know, right? Yeah, we're celebrating Rich's birthday tonight. Today he turns to be 5-1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Money!
Yeah, thank you. Look, he got the studio, so he couldn't even press that.
Oh my gosh, the big 5-1.
So, yeah,
the
way that celebrating.
So that's why we outside. You know, we're mobile doing the show. But how are you?
Good. I am. I have relocated, and I'm starting fresh, and I am tuning in from Charlotte, North Carolina. I flew in yesterday from Long Island.
Yes.
And I'm excited. I'm excited about my new journey, my new endeavor, and I know that great and positive things are to come. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how are you with this transition? How are you? I know people say, how are you? Like, do you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that? Oh my God, I want to go back to New York. What are you feeling right now?
Probably just numb. I'm shocked, I'm proud of myself, of course that fear is there, mm-hmm. you know, stepping out mm-hmm. on something new, but I'm stepping out on faith. I did it, you know, knowing
that mm-hmm.
it was the best choice, you know, for me, and that I know that everything's going to be good. So this transition is you know, I'm still brand new. I'm only a day, you know, into it. So I'm loving it so far. My family is here.
Nice.
And we're having a big get-together this weekend. As a matter of fact, a good 15 family members from on my mother's side, a lot of her brothers and sisters and nieces are coming to the house this weekend. It's going to be a surprise. Now, Mom knows that one or two are coming. She doesn't know that there are like 15 coming. So, obviously, more family is coming weekend. So, I'm just so grateful.
But real quick, do I hear Miss Nobetta on the air? Miss Nobetta, you there?
I thought I heard a whisper in the back. Miss Nobetta!
Okay, she'll be on in a second.
Okay.
About to put it on right now.
Okay.
Introducing. Sure. No introduction needed.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Blessings. Y'all know who it is. Long Island leading lady. My handle is Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature. Absolutely. Holla at your girl.
What's going on?
Holla at your girl. All in one breath.
Holla at your girl. What's going on, ladies?
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. We made it to...
Happy birthday to Rich Money in the building. Happy birthday to our peeps, our big Rich Money in the building. What's going on? Happy birthday. What y'all got planned?
Yeah, so what's going on?
Just left the, well, we're not partying this year. We're not partying. Everybody's told us where the party is. Yes. Everybody's like, where the party? Where the party? we're not partying this year, you know. Let me rephrase that. We're not having a party this year. Life itself is a celebration by itself, you know.
And
that's right.
We're definitely, you know, thankful and, you know, with the trials and tribulations health wise and stuff, it's a blessing, you know. I say any day, you know, above ground is a blessing by itself. And you know, we're just
absolutely
excited to see what else God has planned for him. So it's great. It's great. Okay. So we just left the Cheesecake Factory.
I was listening.
So we outside.
I was listening to y'all speak on my way in for work.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to y'all, you know, the conversation and talking and all of that stuff about change and stuff like that. You know, we know how change is. Change is never easy. It's on any level. Change is always hard, but sometimes it's necessary. So what happens is we become so complacent. Not just complacent, we become victims of circumstance. And that right there, a lot of times it blocks us from wanting that change, you know, because we can't get outside of the things that we want as opposed to seeing what we actually need and for the better detriment of ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and my sister were talking today, and one of my sisters, she said, you know what? She said, Ray, you had become comfortable in your uncomfortableness, if that makes sense, you know? But you became uncomfortable in your uncomfortableness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what aided in you making the decision to change, because I was comfortable in my uncomfortableness, you know?
Right.
But here I am. I made that leap.
Listen, sometimes we get drugged down to the bottom in order to see where we're going. So it's like God will hit the reset button and say, listen, I'm going to take all of that from you because you're too comfortable.
Yes.
You know, and I see better.
And
that's hard for us too. Like, especially for the people that are spiritually connected to God and stuff like that. You know, you have to actually sit and listen to for His voice.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what? I've tried this. I've tried that. That didn't work. Oh, none of this stuff is working that I'm doing, Lord. I don't know what it is, but I need you to point me in that right direction. You know. What's hard for us is surrendering our power, surrendering ourselves. Like, I got to surrender that. Like, I mess up every time. You know what I'm saying? I'm always messing up. You know what I mean? So I got to talk to God about this first now, you know? And we'll be all the way in that muck and mire, but listen, out of nowhere, He'll show up for you.
Amen.
I always like to say that, you know, we have to understand that God positions us, you know, and I just believe that God was positioning you for greater things, you know, and
Amen.
You just had to be a willing participant in it, you know. That's how I see it, you know, is that He positions us in different positions, you know, and sometimes we become so complacent. Right, we become so like, okay, well, I could do this and I could do this and I could do this. But meanwhile, He's not telling you to do that. He's ordering your steps for you, and you're not even following it. So I definitely think that sometimes I struggle to change myself, but I'm learning to adapt that, you know, change is good. you know, and sometimes change is needed, let me say that. And, you know, I welcome change. I welcome change in all aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, I agree.
Because, listen, whether we want it to grow, it's either a blessing or a lesson. You know, it's either a blessing or a lesson. I've learned from that, from the situation that I was in, or I've gained, I've earned from the situation I was in. So it was a blessing or a lesson, you know. It takes experience, which is, you know, the best teacher. It takes some experience for us to know the difference. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like you said, if it's, you know, sometimes it's just necessary, you know, get out of that state that we thought that we needed to be in. No, we wanted to be in, you know.
Right.
It's easy to get stuck. It's easy to get stuck and become complacent, you know.
Yeah.
So, but just for the sake of growth, change has to happen.
Amen.
You know. But I'm happy for you.
Thank you. You took that necessary step.
You know, and a lot of people
absolutely.
Go out and we gotta let it's all in faith. You know. But on another question that I have that y'all know I'm always watching TV and news and different things like that. And every morning when I'm waking up, we're watching the TV. The news show another shooting.
Mm.
What do you think is the obsession, our country's obsession with guns are? What do you think the obsession with guns are in this country?
I don't know. I do know one thing though. When I got to North Carolina yesterday and went over my my people's house. Now, you know, here in North Carolina, you can carry. You know, you got
an open carry state.
Yes, open carry state. And, but, you know, you got to get your credentials. You can't just go buy a gun off the street. You know.
So, you got to be right.
So I was showing a few things yesterday. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I want to go to the gun range. I can let off some steam at the gun
range. They got them down here, too, girl.
Yes, I've seen some things yesterday. But it's so sad, though, because you hear of homeless people, shooting. There was a homeless person, homeless shooting. A guy who was homeless shot somebody else. Now, how are you living under a bridge? You homeless and...
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
All that space under that bridge. What the heck?
Under the bridge fighting. That's when you know that like the devil got he is just having a field day down here with us.
Yes.
I hate to even give him that power. You know, I'd hate to even give him that kind of credit, but it's a harsh reality. You know, he has dominion down here, but I'm trying to figure out what is the obsession with guns, like. All right, now we know everybody wants to carry a gun now. You know what I'm saying? But where did this obsession start? Did it start because you felt you need to protect something because you've done something? You know what I mean? Did you do something that now you feel like you got to protect yourself? You know what I'm saying? You're looking at, I hate to pull the race card or whatever, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially, you know, I call them colored people because they blonde hair, blue eyes, white skin. Those are colored people, you know. Yeah. When it came to the minorities, when it came to people, the so-called minorities, once they felt that we had a little bit of freedom, they felt that every time we move, it's a retaliation move. If y'all can understand that. It's a retaliation. Mm-hmm. We're out to retaliate against them for the ugly harshness that was done to African American and Native American people. So this is my opinion on, I think, of where the session came. So now when them having guns, like, now everybody else is free, like, well, I'm going to carry a gun too, you know. So the NRA in this country set precedent over CEOs and any kind of all kind of companies and stuff. NRA comes first. Y'all know what the NRA is, right? National Rifle Association.
Oh, okay.
And now they started throwing it into politics and stuff like that, then they think like, okay, oh, people want to take your guns away. No, that ain't what they say. They don't want to. But what is so detrimental to where you feel like you got to have all these types of guns? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, like
right.
I said, you wake up every morning, you seeing another death, a senseless death on TV, or somebody's been shot, or and a lot of people that's being shot are not even the intended target. So, like, what's the obsession?
Right.
What does
to me,
mean?
I think that's the sad part,
power?
Though, is that, like, it's not, you know, I believe that it's all power. Like, it's, you feel inferior. You feel like you're on top of the world because you have this, you know, this weapon with you, and you feel like you're untouchable at that point. And that's what it is.
Right.
So to me, I feel that at the end of the day, it's killing innocent people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what hurts the most, I feel, you know, because you can go out, I believe it was in Poughkeepsie, I read, the CEO, I think, of an accountant firm or whatever it was, he was just visiting his son. They had, like, family weekend. His son goes to Poughkeepsie College. And he was literally just in the lobby, and two homeless people were arguing back and forth, and they started shooting, and he died.
Shooting at each other, and then he somebody else was here.
But the point that I'm making is he was an innocent bystander that was just in the lobby. You know what I'm saying? He was in the lobby of a hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Never seen it coming. You know? And to me that hurts the most, because some people, I can't say a lot of people, some people are innocent, you know, and they don't, there's no street fighting like it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, it's okay, you know, sometimes you might have to take that L. They don't do that anymore. Embarrassing, you know, no, it's called respect. Mm-hmm. You can't beat everybody, you know what I'm saying? That these days, you might have to take that L at some point in time. It's okay.
You got it.
You know, but at least you'll come back at it the next
time.
They don't do that now, though.
At least you'll
have
it next time,
honestly.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, things that's happening right now, you don't even get a next time. You know, it's before it even gets started, people are going to start shooting. And then guess what? You got babies dying. You got innocent people, you know, babies in cars dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. I don't know.
Yep.
I just feel like they have to feel like they're on top of the world. Straight coward.
Yep. Like my late grandmother used to say, you know, she was the metaphor of queen. May she rest in peace. I'd rather say there he go than there he lay. You understand what I'm saying? Like the ego and all of this, and this puffiness and like, you know, all of the cockiness of people. Like, I always tell y'all, I always say this anyway, if you can't fight, just shut up. If you can't fight, shut the heck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because now it's out of control. It's getting to the point like this. And going back a few months ago when the guy in New York did the shooting down in the subway, and his thing was, he said he didn't kill anybody. His intentions weren't to kill anybody. But he told the mayor and them that if it was going to happen, you can't stop it. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because you can't have cops everywhere at all times. You can't, that is physically impossible. You can't be everywhere at all times. You know? That's like that dude that killed his baby mama. She went to meet up with him. She had the baby with her. He still shot in the head. Like, certain things that you can't stop from happening. you know.
Right.
But the thing is about that is production is not being stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, if a problem keeps happening, you got to hit it at the root of the problem. Y'all keep going at the limbs in the league. Those are the fallen soldiers and stuff like that. The production is not being stopped, you know? And they don't want to take away people's gun rights. They just want to make sure the guns are in the right person's hands.
Right, true. Do you ladies feel that...
You want to do mental tests and all of that stuff. Well, come on, man. What the... And when you have people in higher places, such as a Donald Trump or whatever, pushing all kind of crazy rhetoric and stuff, it's going to continue. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, I agree. Do you ladies feel that most of this gun violence is from those who don't have the right to have a gun, like people who are just getting them off the streets, or you feel like it's more of people who do have, you know, the proper credentials to carry these guns?
Say that one more
time. I don't know. Do
you ladies feel like most of the killings, you know, the people getting hurt are from people who just get the guns off the street, or people who go through the proper channels to get the, you know, to be able to carry? Who do you feel is creating or is doing the most violence with the guns? Illegal weapons carriers or legal weapons carriers?
No, I believe it's the illegals. I think it's more
mm-hmm.
illegals than illegals.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the people.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Then,
I do.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. First of all, most of the people, especially up here in the northern areas, I'm going to speak from the northern hemisphere. We're not open carry
mm-hmm.
states. We don't, you know, so 9 out of 10 times, maybe 7 to 8 out of 10 times, the people that are permitted to carry, to possess a firearm, they don't really be having them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's to protect their homes and their properties. But the
mm-hmm.
illegals is walking around the streets with them because, you know, nine out of 10 times, I ain't going to say everybody, but most of them that are carrying illegal firearms are into different illegal activities. So they need that to protect them a little more often than the people that actually own it without that sounding stereotypical. So, but a reality is you can check the stats on all of that stuff, like, it's
mm-hmm.
more so of illegal guns that are doing the killing. Those guns got to come from somewhere. People are not making these guns in their backyard.
Right. Word.
No, but, you know, it's easy. But nowadays, not for nothing, it's so easy to get a gun if you really want one. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy to get one. You don't really need much credentials. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, I just feel like some people, if you go to someone and say, oh, I want to get a gun, I'm having a problem with such and such, they don't have a problem getting
mm-hmm.
a gun for you. It'll be like 1, 2, 3. You know, really,
right.
It's 1, 2, 3. And it's 1, 2, 3 because people go, oh, yeah, you don't really need, no one tries to talk you down and tell you why you don't need the damn gun. You know, they don't try to do that.
Yeah,
say, okay, well, let me give it to you. You know, because guess what? They're not used to the back in the day of this is how we handle stuff, you know. This is what's going to happen. And I'm sorry, Ms. Roberta, I have to say it again, you know, with you, that if you can't fight, shut up, you know, point blank period.
Right.
Because you have
the
kids that go into the school, you're shooting up all these innocent babies. Innocent babies.
Right.
Now, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
But what you cut their life short before they even get a chance to start. That's
right.
Not fair. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, for the guys who go into the school or the people who go into the school, you're not even shooting an intended target. You're not getting the person that upset you or hurt you. You're hurting innocent people.
That right there answers great questions about if it's more of innocent, illegal, because almost every person that shot up in school had a legal gun.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I said now it's the pendulum is balancing, because they do it that way. You know what I'm saying? It's great. Not that anyone is better than the other. Not that either one is better than the other.
But you got the average Joe Schmo that goes to the party, they go to the house party, and they shoot at the house party. That's not legal. They got that gun from an aunt or uncle, a cousin or brother or somebody. They didn't get that gun the right way. That gun probably got 3, 4, 5 bodies on it at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not pulling up or going online getting guns like that. I'm sorry. I'm not even giving that much credit. 9 times out of 10, the person that shoots up the house party, they're not, those guns aren't theirs. That's a family member or a friend or a drug dealer or something like that. I'm going to call it what it is, you know? And that gun that they're using probably already has multiple bodies in it already.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just that we all know the situation, even with Darnell. You know what I'm saying? Darnell had parties for years. Parties for years at his mother's house.
Mm.
And never had a situation. And look what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this young guy, not for nothing, what, he get 3 years, if that? He's going to be out making babies before. He's going to be out making babies before you know it.
Come out this year.
And he took someone's life that didn't even have a weapon. Could Darnell have gotten one? Hell yeah. Excuse my language.
Hell yeah,
he could have got one. But did he have one? No. It was supposed to be a safe party. And now look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so
that gun wasn't legal. That wasn't his. You know?
What did the guy get charged with?
I
don't know.
They seen more people with a gun wet the bed. Like, come on, man. Having a firearm and stuff, it don't make you that big person. It don't.
But guess what?
Legal owners or whatever, you know, I just feel that it's real sad that we think that this country sets guns above human life. And that's we care more about guns than we do people.
Since Darnell's death, not for nothing, out east alone have had so many killings. Not saying that the shootings had anything to do with him, because it wasn't. I'm just talking about crime itself, the gun numbers itself. I'm talking about those stats. If you look at those stats alone, so many people, innocent people, children, babies are dying with gun violence. I don't know. I'd like to say, you know better, you do better. But at the end of the day, I don't think these parents are raising these killers. I don't think that your parents is at home grooming you to show you how to shoot a gun and tell you if you go to a street party and you're getting beat up to pull out the gun. I don't know if those parents are doing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't even want to give them that much credit. I want to say that at the end of the day, you could be raised one way at home, and when you go out to the streets into society, society has a way of letting you know that, no, this is your family right here. Yes, your mother, your father, your sister, but that's family here. But we're your family right here. We're part of this gang, and we're going to have your back, and we're going to go and get this person and get that person. You know?
Right.
So, I don't know. It's unfortunate. I just had to bring it up. It was on my mind when we first started talking about it. I was just like, damn. Like,
It is unfortunate because you have people that have absolutely nothing to do with the situation paying for them.
Ladies, we do have a caller. We're going to just bring the caller on the air real quick. Caller, you there?
I think I'm in.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Welcome, yes.
Uh-oh.
We can hear you. Yes.
This is Cedric right here. Big C, you know, all that. Y'all know me. I think we train from soon as we able to read. Can you hear me?
Yes.
To
yeah, we can
to
hear
kill
you.
Everything mm-hmm. moving because the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, we've been sent, the troops been sent over there, and they killed everything, babies and everything. So as soon as you able to read, we learned, like, this is what we're supposed to do. Shoot first and ask questions last. Since we able to read. So it's not like, it's like the troops sitting over there legally going there killing innocent babies and all that. What they have to do with any war, with anything. So I think we're breeded into this life of it just got worse because they couldn't kill us off in the other house. So they said, you know what, let's make more guns possible and put it in there. And now let's make it legally so when you kill somebody, get away with it so they can kill off life. But we're breeded to what? To know that killing anything, innocent people. Why is the troops can kill innocent people and then nobody else can? And then you expect to tell me I can't do it, but they can do it. What's the difference in that?
Good point.
Y'all need a Snickers bar? I'll wait. I'll listen. You need a Snickers bar?
Good point.
I just want somebody to speak on that.
I don't need no damn Snickers bar.
But, well, let that marinate in. We, as soon as you're able to read, we taught them what? The wars, right? And they went in there and they killed what? Babies and everything. What did the babies have to do with anything in there? They were just born. They couldn't even say Gaga Google. You couldn't get a bottle without somebody. But we learned to what? Kill everything in case what? You know what I'm saying? Leave no witnesses. So we're breeding into this, but now it just got worse because we couldn't kill each other off. So know what we do? The government flooded out extra guns all over the place because where all these guns coming from? Nino Brown said in his movie, New Jack City, he said, where do you think all these guns are coming from? It ain't coming from, you don't mean no Uzi in Harlem. He said it's coming from the government. They letting us know already. Like, where is this coming? He said that clear as day.
Yeah.
He said what? We don't make no Uzis in Harlem. No, you don't. The government flooded out everything. You know
true.
What I'm saying? That's the whole point. They're learning another way to kill us off, and they training us since we kids. Troops, you go in there, troops, all right, kill whoever, Saddam, Sudan, anybody that's killing us. So why are you killing these babies? We're training like this, and now it's to like how you going to tell somebody, all right, I shot a baby, but the troops was okay to shoot a baby? I don't understand that.
Understood.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I have this old coworker
yeah.
Of mine, and he was just saying that, you know, back where he's from, you know, he was saying that, yes, they do train you, you know, how to use guns, and they have, you know, they teach you young, you know, you're younger than 10 years old carrying around a gun, going to war with your family, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel like when you come here, you know, where we are, we don't see that here, you know what I'm saying? But if you go in other countries, you do see that there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember anyone that I know that can honestly tell me that here where we are, that you know someone that is training their kids to be killers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody like that. So when I speak from what I know and what I experienced, you know, and what I've been told. But I don't see that here where we are. Other countries, yes. They train them killers to be killers, point blank, period. You need to be able to protect your family at all costs because all this stuff is going to want to happen. I just never heard of it happening here, you know?
No, they take out insurgents. They take out, train them, and it's called the armed forces. That's what the armed forces are. We're going to do a show on that one day of why the armed forces were created here in this country. But I get what Cedric is saying because I've watched plenty of people, you know, and stuff say, like, you'll accept the military going over to another country, killing innocent babies and like that. And when I do it here, you want to charge me out to be a criminal. You know, so the only way that you could get away with it if you're doing it for them, which is the government. When I say
right,
that,
right.
it's to do it for the government. So, like, and that's the question. What makes that different? What's the difference? You know,
what is it?
Oh, you could do it, but only if you're doing it for me.
Right.
It's sad. And on all calibers. It's sad how you know it is. But we are the prisoners of our own wars as far as gunfights and stuff go. You know, us civilians mm-hmm. are killing each other. It ain't the armed forces. Our armed forces are over there killing other people in other countries.
Right. So
you know,
knowing what you guys
why
do you think the black on black crime is so high then? With knowing what you do know? What would
you say
to our own population, to our own culture? What advice would you give to our people? You know, because our people is different now. If once our people start killing our own people,
mm-hmm.
now when somebody
mm-hmm.
else kill us, okay, you know. But when our
mm-hmm.
own people do it, what advice would you say?
Exactly. First, for starters, that definitely is learned behavior because they used to make us fight to the death. You know, it goes back to we're gonna train them. They're gonna train us mentally to think that we have to fight for a spot. So when they started pacifying slavery and prisoners of war, when they started pacifying and stuff and let us go, they made us feel like we still had to fight for our spot. But see, now my advice to us is if we don't band together, it won't be no us. Now, if I don't know how much y'all follow, like, the laws and stuff that they make. You see in Illinois how they can almost purge over there because they're not charging them for second-degree murder, charging them for a whole listing of crimes that are committed. They're not being charged for it. That's telling people not for kidnapping, anything. So that's saying, like, all right, certain things are not working. We already know with the pandemic, all that. None of that didn't work to their favor. So now we'll allow you to purge. You go ahead. You can threaten a public official. You won't be charged. You can kidnap somebody. You won't be charged. You can second degree murder. You won't be charged. Drug induced homicide. You will no longer be charged. So it's just so many things. It's so many, and it takes for us, number one, to sit and read, study, know what the laws are. It is important because that's what they use against you. That's what they use against you. Some things are laws, some
right.
things are violations and stuff like that. They use that against us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's – and the thing that really makes – I said they – and not that I'm condoning any kind of violence. I'm not promoting any kind
of
violence
of course,
on
yeah,
any
yeah,
level.
Yeah.
No. But you'll go out there, you'll kill somebody, you'll go unalive somebody. I'm gonna do TikTok talk right now. You'll go unalive somebody that looks like you, somebody that you broke bread with, but you'll get mad and you won't do shit to the officer. That you claim violated your peoples, but you ain't man enough or woman enough to do nothing like that. So knock it off. That's my advice. Knock it off. Start learning about yourself for real, and start banning. If we don't band together, like it ain't gonna be no.
Get out of my head. I was just about to say, well, first they got to start sticking together first.
we could
learn together, but we got to stick
together.
We could
eat
together.
We
have
to
stick
together.
You know what I'm saying? We sit out there, you know, when you think of it, but reality is, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of people, we do need each other, and that
we do.
One person by themselves is not as strong as a nice little army. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
get 15,
right.
20 people together, we can move mountains, you know. One person by themselves
right.
is just standing there. You know, they become an easy
mm-hmm.
target at that point, you know, because no one having their back is that they're not really – it's crazy, though.
The target is
that's
definitely
crazy.
On their back. And, you know, again,
yeah.
we have to start doing a little more studying about us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and not only that, recognize the power that we do possess. And I'm not talking about
mm-hmm.
a gun. The gun that I'm talking about is God, universe, and what is it? God, universe, and nature. Stop playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a gun, though.
Stop playing. I don't know.
No, it's not a good.
That's why I try to share knowledge when as I get it. If I get it, I try to share it, you know, because knowledge is to be shared, not stored. But I can share it all day. It's going to take, you got to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, listen, I'm not out to get you. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about uplifting.
But I feel like it's in the deliverance also, though. Like,
stuck.
Like Miss Nobetta, like the way you speak and the way you deliver is different than how other people might deliver it. Because I feel sometimes it's all in the deliverance, you know, and that's how sometimes people can't receive it the correct way because it's not delivered the correct way, you know.
They get intimidated.
And you get a group of people together and you explain it the way you're delivering it right now, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a whole room that can receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's all in the deliverance.
Right,
yep,
right,
you know?
Right. No, that's a fact.
Because people, I feel like people want to get the information. People want to have the knowledge. But at the same time, if you have a hypocrite that's sitting there giving them, they do one thing, but guess what? Now you're trying to tell me do this, and you're trying to educate me on this when you know you was just doing X, Y, and Z, and you know you was wrong. People don't want to be educated by a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? They want to be educated by somebody who's living it and walking it. That's what they want.
Right.
Because then you're going to get the young people that's like, oh, you know, you're a hypocrite because I just saw you do X, Y, and Z, and now you're trying to say something to me. You know, but reality is when you walk it and you talk it, people can receive it so much better because now you can be that role model. Maybe it's not what you might have wanted it to be, but reality is you become that role model for so many other people. That's like, wow. Like, I sat with Miss Mobetta, and I sat, you know, with Ray Queen, you know, and Cedric, and they was chopping it up on a Diva Squad, and this is what they were saying, you know. It was real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know them, and I know their story. I know their situation. That right there, is you can receive that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But
I don't think
we can receive that for the young kids.
Because
the rap music took over. Their rap music is different than our music. You know what I'm saying? They don't. First of all, they barely watch TV shows, anything educational. Mm-hmm. They only watch. They play the game. And they watch anything that's twerking and rapping. So you cannot get to them no how. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Like we really gotta accept it. How are you gonna get to them? They don't want to hear that. If it's not twerking, rapping, or gun shooting, they don't want to hear that. They call us OG.
See, you know.
Oh, you're OG.
But you know the difference, though.
So,
but I feel like a lot of people that do, some people that do reference the OGs as OGs, you know, some of them respect the OGs, you know. And I do disagree just for just that one part you did say, Cedric, about, you know, like this over, like, you know, how do you reach out to them? And I honestly feel that when we're trying to reach these young adults, these young men, these young women, we got to come to them. We got to get on their level. We have to introduce them to maybe some type of music where it does educate you at the same time. You know what I'm saying? There could be different twerking situations, you know, where, yeah, people are twerking and shaking their butts or whatever the case may be, but you have to come to their level. You have to go where they are. You can't stay where you are and say, like, okay, well, no, this is what it is. No, let me help you understand. And as parents and as individuals, I feel like sometimes we have to think outside the box to meet them on their level because it's so much harder because society is there and they play such a major role. You know, I feel like it's not over. I do. I feel like it's not over. I feel like, listen, you could take any one of us and put us in a group of people, of young kids, and we put our heart in it, and we put our mind to it, and we stay committed to what we're trying to do, I believe we can do it. I do. I believe if we have a room of 20 people, even if we get 5 to comprehend what it is a start versus having none. Nah, I don't think it's over. I think we still got, as long as we got hope and I got breath, I feel like it's possible. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, y'all both definitely have valid points. No, and it's y'all both definitely have valid points because nowadays it is tough. It is tough because of all the outside influence, because there's the internet. Period. Like whether it's social media or gaming systems or whatever, it is true. They do. You know, so now you have
the people that are supposed to be leaders that are giving up. But it is going to take the leaders to not give up. To like Storm said, we got to meet them there. Now we got to meet you at your doorstep, almost like a Jehovah's Witness.
You talking about meeting them?
A lot of people are not there. The level of disrespect is at all time high now. So when the OGs do come, they be like, oh no, I'm not having it. I'm ready to knock your little ass out. You know what I'm saying? Type thing. So that's it is tough. Maybe it's not even the children that we're supposed to be. You got the people that are in these children's lives need to be reached. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, okay. Well, who's your parents? Who your family? You know, maybe if I talk to them,
where your father at? Where your daddy at? Where
your
mother? You understand? Where they at? Where they at? Let's
at
come
the
to
bar,
the round
at the
table
club,
and see what it is.
Everywhere but where they're supposed
you know
to be at. If you go to the football game, you go to the basketball game.
That's the problem. That's
90%
problem
of them parents ain't there. So how are you gonna bring a kid that was like, man, first of all, I'm an OG. They tell me like this. They be like, yo, listen, OG, it's past your time. Sit down somewhere. We respect you now. But they will shoot the shit out of you. They will shoot you till your clothes catch up on you. Period. Point blank, these kids are not trying to hear that. They'll tell you, if you go to their party and you put on some old school music, they're out. They're empty and they're going to the next one. It's a totally different level, but how could you go anywhere and be like, well, where's your parents at? You're talking about us, that's exceptional. Our kids are lucky. The rest of them, like what, where's your parents at? And most of the time now, the parents is right there with them.
Yeah.
Right there with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, smoking weed, popping Molly, twerking. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they're doing, long as they're at my house. No, at my house, you're going to be respectful. I don't mind you getting a little bit of carried away. You don't got to get already carried away. So how are you going to say that to the parents?
That's crazy.
They're like, yo, well, it's true. They're like, they're at my house. They can do what they want to do, as long as they ain't doing it in the street. What the fuck is the difference? They're going out of control. So how do you reach them? How do you reach anybody? At our house, it's like, I don't mind y'all getting a little bit out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Put some ice in that beer. Water it down, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the other people, parents are like, yo, bring me a Molly, bring me a Percocet. Word, oh, shit, she lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, word, like, how you do that? I had to call a timeout on my daughter one day talking to me, yo, dad, word up. Dude, I said, hold on, timeout. Who the hell you think you fucking talking to? You know what I'm saying? I will punch you into next week because this week is fucked up for you right now talking to me like that. But the other parents ain't like that, so... How do we do?
We do not condone any
that?
Violence here on GQ Palace Radio.
No, that's not violent.
We do not.
You know, but
no,
say the truth.
We got to put that disclaimer
say
out.
Say the truth.
No.
We
do not.
Say the truth.
And the
any
reason, but let me tell you.
Level,
but
it's domestic or abroad.
Exactly. And the reason I say that is, now let me say, the reason why I did say that disclaimer is because, guess what? Your parenting may be different than a lot of other parenting. And if certain people
right.
hear the parenting that you just mentioned, they would absolutely say, as soon as you put your hands on that child, that's what? Child abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm letting them know
how
you raise your kid is your business. That's your opinion. That's your situation. Here on GQ Palace Radio, how we do our situation is ours. This is an opinion show. Everybody has a right to that opinion. Everybody got a right to discipline their kids the way they want to. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on behind mm-hmm. women. I know what it is. I picked my switch from outside. I relate to it. Trust me. I come from that era. You know what I'm saying?
I
got beat so much
now,
it wasn't even funny.
Now, if you even look at the kid wrong, they call it child abuse.
Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, back in the day, did y'all get spanking?
I don't know what it's spanking
for something somebody else did. You kidding?
I got put on a t-shirt, buried under the bed, and then re rose again like I was Jesus. That's how bad we got. That's why we came out so good. I swear to God, I put on that t-shirt, he's dead. Yeah, because I was then you killed me, Ma. You killed me, Ed, and you got back up later. You know, I'm just going to the bed, hide. Word.
Mm-hmm. And don't do it again. Don't do it again now. Don't do it again.
I'm telling you. Don't do that again. You know what I'm
saying?
But it's crazy. it's crazy right now. It's so twisted that what do you do? What do you do? So now they want everybody to get guns legally. So now not only are black people killing us off, we kill our own self off, now they got a reason. They legally got a reason. So now they can kill us off even more with the help.
Yeah.
Now they're legally able to, because they also think every black person got a gun or you got something, or they already had a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Like, word. And if they shoot you, first of all, they can just put a weapon on the ground anyway. They can put a knife on the ground and be like, he came at me. But if that gun is legally, it's legally what? Absent to kill you, which is, the government is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's no different. But it's no different than what some of the cops do. I thought I saw a gun. I thought they pointed the gun at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
Reaching.
It's like, it's people. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go around the round table real quick and give our final thoughts. About 8:55, 5 minutes left to do the show. I truly enjoyed myself. I'm just going to say, I enjoyed myself.
This is
a wonderful topic. I did. So you guys want to go around and give your final thoughts?
I can go first, Cedric.
Oh, y'all want me to go first? Oh,
yeah, Teddy,
final
go
thought.
First, Teddy.
y'all have put me on the spot. You know I ain't a spot speaker. I got to get my groove on. But I enjoy myself. The world is just crazy. We just got to, We gotta talk more about it. You know what I'm saying? We need more time just to talk about it. So until next time, you know, thank y'all, Diva Squad, for having me out. You know? So, yep. Next.
You already know. You are more than welcome anytime. You know, this is Ray Queen. I definitely enjoyed tonight's show. As always, I'm so grateful to be a part of the team. DQ Palace is where it's at. Absolutely. I'm passing on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Just on you. Damn. What you going to do? What you going to do?
Yes. Yeah, no. Anyway, again, tonight's topic is very profound, and I hope the information that we're giving out tonight will resonate with a lot of people that were listening. Not only is it, this is, we are fighting a tough fight, but we still have to stand your ground, especially parents with teenage children or their friends or whoever. Be that nosy parent. Still be nosy and start snooping and still know what your kids are doing. You can't just give up because the world is giving up. You stand your ground. As far as your whoever you have access to, you stand your ground with them. You don't do whatever you can to help the situation. Don't just throw your hands up and say, "Oh, whatever," you know. Stay prayerful. Also, prayers do work. Believe me. Listen, God showed up for me plenty of times. He showed up for me. So you know, stand your ground on that. On that note, but again. I'm glad to be back on the air, you know. So y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to meet us here same time next week. We haven't given out the number a lot tonight because the number has changed. So the number is 319-527-6761. And on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right. This is our storm. Well, storm in the building. Yeah. Happy birthday, Miss Richmond. Happy birthday, Richmond. Yeah, so this is the girl storm. So I enjoyed myself tonight. Like I said, I had a wonderful time. Feels great to be back on the air. The topic was amazing. Awareness, education. We got to deliver it. We got to stay fully committed to giving the word out there, trying to educate as many people as possible. As you get it, share it, you know. Sometimes we do have to meet the kids on their level to get them to understand what it really is, you know. So with that being said, I do have a little bit of information, so I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. The Positive Queens is having an event on October 15th And they do have an artist that's going to be performing, Nicole Trent. So she's going to be performing there at this event in Brooklyn. Once we do receive more information, we will give more information out to you guys. So with that being said, there's several other events that's taking place, but I am driving right now, so I don't have everything. But I know this event is coming up on October 15th. I don't know if I missed any events, or if you guys knew of any events that what was going on that you wanted to mention. But once we get more information, I'll definitely let everyone know about it, or you guys let everyone know about it. And look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. 5 minutes or better, set the number, they change. But please make sure you tell a friend, and give the new phone number. Blog Talk Radio did that. Now GT Powers just saying we would have kept the same number we had before, but it wasn't enough. So have a blessed and safe weekend. Rich money, enjoy your birthday. Don't party too much. And congratulations again, Rachel, on your new journey.
Thank you.
And with that being said, we welcome change. And have a blessed and safe evening. God bless.
Yeah. You know what? I like to play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Drake drops the verse. It's going down, face of Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Hey, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, street knowledge by the time. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so frequent you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, jump back all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey.
Rose deep, like
in first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't thing, Cartier wooden frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be to add this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bangers? I shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me, and that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born, faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your friend Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way